Dead Ringer by Lisa Scottolini, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt.
Chapter 1. Benny Rosato had waited for more than 100 jury verdicts in her career, but the waiting never got easier. The courtroom was empty, the air still. Benny could hear the clock ticking on the paneled wall, but it could have been her sense of drama. She was sitting next to her client, Ray Finnellil, who was gnawing his cuticles. If they lost this trial, Ray's company would have to pay $3 million in damages. $3 million buys a lot of cuticles. Benny set aside her own case of nerves to cheer him up. "Yo, Ray, how do you stop a lawyer from drowning?" "How?" "Take your foot off his head." Ray didn't smile. His gaze remained fixed on the vacant jury box, with its black leather chairs swiveled in different directions. The jury had been charged on the law this morning, and they'd been out deliberating all day. That meant Ray and Benny were entering their sixth hour of small talk. To Benny, that was as good as married. "Okay, no more jokes," she said. "Tell me about your son's baseball game. I'll pretend I don't know about the home run or the catch at third base."
"Second base."
"See?" Ray's chin dropped to his hand. His brown eyes were bloodshot from 3 weeks of sleepless nights, and his cheeks hollow from the 10 pounds he'd shed during the trial, even though he was completely innocent. Being a defendant was no win. If you lost, you paid the plaintiff, and if you won, you paid your lawyer. This was known as the American rule. Only Americans tolerate law without justice. "Look, Ray, we don't have to stay here. I have my cell phone, and the deputy clerk has my number. How about we take a field trip? We can go see the Liberty Bell. It's only a block away."
"No."
"This land is your land, Ray. This land is my land."
"No."
"Come on, it'll do you good to go out and walk around." Benny rose, stretched, and took a personal inventory. She thought she was good-looking for a lawyer, even though she stood 6 feet tall and her proportions were positively Amazonian. Her khaki suit was still pressed, and her white Gap shirt fairly clean. Her long, disobedient, blonde hair had been piled into a twist with a tortoiseshell barrette. But no makeup maximized the blue of her eyes or minimized the crow's feet at their corners. An old boyfriend had told her that her mouth was generous, but she suspected it was a sneaky way of saying she had a big mouth. At the moment, it was shaped into a sympathetic frown.
"You don't want to take a walk?"
"When do you think they'll come back?" Ray didn't have to explain who they were.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?